Welcome back to another episode of Parting the Confusion.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
So, it was a hectic year, wasn't it, for Angel City?
Yeah, Angel City and the fans.
Yeah. Okay, so on today's episode, we are gonna basically kind of go over of like the end of the year wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Of what you thought, how the season went, before Freyakum left, after Freyakum, and then kind of like score players from what we saw at the games and on TV, and then hopefully see how we think next year is gonna go, and then especially since there's gonna be the expansion draft, which two teams are going to come into the season next year. It's Bay FC and Utah Royals again.
Utah Royals.
So, yeah, let's get started, Wendy. All right. How did you think the season started and compare it to how it ended?
Well, I feel like it was, at the beginning, it was kind of like a repeat of the previous season.
Okay.
So, they weren't coming out strong.
Okay.
So, I was more like, what the hell is going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, of course, I would want, like, the team to start out strong.
Yeah.
But I felt like that didn't happen at the beginning.
Okay.
The way it ended, I feel like they put a lot of heart into it.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of heart in the beginning.
Okay.
From what I kind of saw.
Mm-hmm.
But towards the end, they put a lot of heart into it. I feel like they meshed better.
Mm-hmm.
And the games were actually really entertaining to watch.
Okay.
Than the beginning.
Okay. So, we saw that Freyakum got let go. Did you think they spent way too much time to
let her go? Yes.
Perdón. Okay, so, cuando se fue Freya, how did it shape the team afterwards?
Once she left, I feel like at first they were kind of like a little bit lost
because
they were trying to find their place again.
But they did beat San Diego.
Yes.
The very first game. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's what they needed.
Yeah.
I feel like they were kind of in the back burners and they weren't fully firing until after she left.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yo sentí que no, la química no estaba.
Yeah.
The chemistry. It wasn't there. Like, it was, and then it went.
At the beginning or after?
Well, from the times que Freya estaba.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at the beginning, it was like, okay, we're in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went boom, pa abajo.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just stayed abajo. You know?
Sí.
Okay, so before Freya left, what's the score from 1 through 5?
For the team?
For the team.
I would give it a 2.
A 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why?
Like you said, chemistry.
Okay. I thought they were at a 2, también. Because it was still like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Y tenían, like, the same players todavía.
Mm-hmm.
Pero como que se quedó...
¿Parejo?
Like, no se fue para abajo, sino que se quedó, like, en un...
Parejo.
Parejo, yeah, yeah. Se quedó parejo. And I'm like, como que le hace falta.
Because
empezaban... In the first half, empezaban great. Metían goles o lo que sea.
In the second half.
Yeah, empezaron the second half. And then you're like, ¿qué pasó con el... con el equipo?
Uh-huh.
With the first half team. What happened?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, did you... I kind of saw it as... I don't remember if you remember when Joe Ellis was the U.S. coach.
Uh-huh.
How the U.S. team was also like that. At the beginning, they were firing strong. Mm-hmm. And then towards the second half, it's like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminded me so much of that.
Okay. 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 So after Freya Kum left, what would you score it?
What did I score it? A 4? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would score it a 4.
A 4.
The only reason is because why I didn't score it at a 5, mm-hmm. or, you know, below the 4 is because I feel like they stepped it up. Mm-hmm. You know, now they had a chance to prove themselves, mm-hmm. without the supposedly head honcho. Mm-hmm. And they showed us, you know, what kind of team they are without a coach.
Yeah.
So I felt like they really stepped up, but it wasn't as, like, I wouldn't give it a 5.
So did you think that Freya was bringing the team down?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Yes. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Not, mm-hmm. like, I have, like, nothing against her anything, yeah. But I feel like she limited a lot of the players.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel, yeah. Eso es lo que yo también decía, que Freya como que no daba muchas chances, mm-hmm. que de a muchas jugadoras. Por eso como que se... Y luego dejaba, like, the starters out too long. Mm-hmm. Le hacía como el coach, el que era coach de México, el Tata, que se esperaba hasta el fucking 70th or 80th minute para hacer cambios. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, pues, ¿qué pensaba que iban a hacer con, like, fucking 20, 30 minutes? Like, mm-hmm. 20 minutes, basically.
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, eso es lo que me gustó de Tweed, que ella le daba chance a todas. Mm-hmm. Y, yeah, yo por eso le había puesto
4.5, okay.
Yeah. No exactamente el 5, mm-hmm. del 1 al 5 de cómo se puso después el equipo. Mm-hmm. Pero pensé que estaban cerca. Estaban close.
Okay.
It was close. So, overall, mm-hmm. Incluyendo toda la temporada con Freya y sin Freya, del 1 al 5 y de los playoffs, mm-hmm. ¿qué le das del 1 al 5?
4.
4. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You?
4.5, mm-hmm. pero también como que I'm thinking 4, mm-hmm. because I think que en el playoff game del sábado, mm-hmm. O digo el viernes, I think it was the 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo digo que le pudieran haber ganado a Seattle, because mm-hmm. Seattle is not there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Seattle's going to make it to the finals. I think they're going to get their ass whooped by, is it Portland? I think it's Portland. Yeah, porque I think San Diego's going up against, oh no, I don't remember. But yeah, I think fácilmente Angel City could have beat Owen Rain. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure, for sure. So now, what do you like? We want you to, like, score. I want you to score, mm-hmm. the players and how individual players como jugaron y todo. You know, de los partidos que miraste, mm-hmm. del 1 al 5 cada jugadora y por qué le das, mm-hmm. ese, mm-hmm. y si, like, do you have an opinion, mm-hmm. de qué sería mejor para mejorar a ese jugadora.
Okay.
Okay. So, empezamos con... O contigo empezamos con Didi Haricich.
I gave her a 3. Mm-hmm. A 3 out of 5 only because she played around too much. Mm-hmm. She played around too much with the ball, mm-hmm. and she got kind of cocky.
Yes.
And I feel like a lot of her cockiness kind of bit her in the ass, mm-hmm. because you know, she was getting scored on. Mm-hmm. I feel like if she kind of did less of that, mm-hmm. it would have gone better.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she played around too much.
Okay. Yeah, I think también le dio un tres a Didi. Because, yeah, había, like, en los partidos que we were go watch live, se ponía a jugar demasiado. Uh-huh. Like, como si fuera una freaking defender o mediocampista y se ponía a jugar con la pelota.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, eres portera. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know? Stop playing around too much. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of the things that really messed up the team. You know?
Yes.
So, yeah, yo digo que también un tres.
Okay.
So, ahora, Brittany Wilson, i.e. Eisenhower.
Eisenhower?
Yeah. De las chances que tuvo de jugar ella. Mm-hmm. ¿Qué pensaste?
I think I gave her a four.
A four, uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
I gave her a four?
Yeah.
So what I liked about her, the difference between her and Didi, mm-hmm. she's a little bit more disciplined.
Okay.
She's a little bit more disciplined, and she actually does fight for the ball. Mm-hmm. You get me?
Yeah.
Like, when she gets down, she gets back up quickly. Mm-hmm. And I know that's what kind of that's what Didi does, mm-hmm. but I feel like she takes it more serious.
Okay.
Because she has to prove herself.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like that's why I scored four out of five. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo le di un three. Mm-hmm. Because it's not necessarily... Like, yeah. Ella sí, like, she takes the goalkeeping position really well. Mm-hmm. But I think there was still some things that would have helped her being picked more over Angelina Anderson, mm-hmm. towards the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't help that she got a concussion. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there's still things that I... Like, honestly, if we lose Didi, mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind Brittany Eisenhower, you know? Mm-hmm. And then have Angelina as the second one. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'd still think she's a three, mm-hmm. out of five. So now... We're going on to defenders.
Okay.
Okay. Sarah Gordon, one out of five.
I scored her a five.
Why?
She's been very consistent. Mm-hmm. She's been very consistent in her defending. Mm-hmm. And she's been giving every game, like, her all. Mm-hmm. There's some players that do slack. Mm-hmm. And... She has been on it. She's okay. been very dedicated. Mm-hmm. She's very aggressive, too.
Yeah.
And that's what I like in mm-hmm. a defender. But she's been very persistent, consistent, and that's why I scored a 5 out of 5.
Would you say she is defender of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like she deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo también digo que 5 out of 5, Sarah mm-hmm. Gordon. Because ella, besides que te sabe jugar la de defensa, her work rate is espectacular. Mm-hmm. Like, la manera que ella juega la defensa is so, so good. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, how can you not have her as defender of the year, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, her work rate is high. Mm-hmm. She stops everything. She puts her body on the line on this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Sarah Gordon, 5 out of 5, defender of the year.
Yes.
Okay, next one. Madison Hammond. I honestly don't think Madison should have been in the defenders because she was primarily playing CDM.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Pero Madison Hammond, ¿qué le pones?
As a defender, a 4. Mm-hmm. A 4 out of 5. Okay. I feel like there are times where she was kind of lost.
Yes. Yeah, yo también decía que a veces se perdía.
But she also found her way back.
Yes.
So, yeah, 4 out of 5.
Okay. I said 4.5.
Why?
So, yeah, se perdía, pero cuando se encontraba y jugaba la defensa, es like, wow. Like, ¿dónde estaba esta Madison? Como que ese era el problema también otra vez de esta season con el Angel City. La media se perdía. Y eso es lo que no me dejó ponerle un 5 out of 5 a Madison. Porque no comunicaban y ella se miraba perdida. So, yeah, 4.5 out of 5.
Okay.
All right. Allie Riley.
What did I score her?
4.
4?
Why not a 5? ¿Por qué no le dices un 5 a Allie Riley?
Why not a 5?
Or why a 4?
A 4. My voice cracked, sorry. I gave her a 4 out of 5 because she... Yes, she would fight for the ball and all that stuff. But I feel like her defending wasn't there all the time.
Okay.
Like, sometimes she was, like, way the hell up with, like, forwards. And then she had to run back to defend. And sometimes it was, like, well, it's too late now, you know? So that's why I gave her a 4 out of 5. Like, you can tell, you can see the difference between Sarah as a defender and Allie as a defender.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I gave her a 4 también porque ya la edad ya no la dejan cansar las jugadoras más rápidas. De ese lado.
Oh, you aged her.
I know, pero this is like...
Isn't Sarah and Allie the same?
No, they're not.
No?
No. It's...
Oh my goodness.
But yeah. Hold on. Hold on. See, how old is Allie Riley? I think I spelled Allie Riley wrong. Allie Riley is 35. And Sarah Gordon is 31.
31. Oh.
Like, I don't know if it's the age, but I don't know. I just don't think Allie Riley, this season, she hasn't had that stamina to get back. Because, yeah, like you said, duraba mucho adelante. Y ya cuando se le iban, it's like, late.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Por eso decía que ella agarraba un 4. Not even a 0.5. I just think it was just a 4.
I feel like if she were to stay where her position is at,
yeah,
she would be...
And then, like, I understand que quieren, you know, they're a lot, they were playing a lot of wing players, wingers as the defenders, but I don't know, like, if you have a defender who's just as fast and just as agile as Sarah Gordon on both sides, then I understand, you know, but yeah, 4. Okay, Paige Nielsen.
A 5.
Why?
Well, why not?
Okay.
Just kidding. Just like I've said before, she's on it.
Yeah.
She's like a wall on it. And if it gets past her, she fights for it. She most likely wins.
Yeah.
Every ball that she loses at a couple seconds, she always gets it back. And that's why it's a 5 out of 5.
Okay. All right. I think I put a 5 as well. Yeah, ella pelea mucho. Like, si la riega, Paige, se para, goes back. And that's what I like about a defender that can do that. And she fights for the ball and she tries to make herself as a brick wall, basically. So, yes, I think 5 out of 5. Maybe also defender of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think Sarah Gordon beats her out by a little bit, but
they both have the same dedication.
Yeah, they do. They do, and it's really, really good to see. All right, so Megan Reed.
Where did I score her 5?
You scored her a 5. I'll go.
You go.
I'll go first on this one. Because last year, mm-hmm. she was a 5 out of 5.
Yes.
This year, not so much. She was a 4 for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the injuries really messed her up. Because mm-hmm. I didn't really get to see too much of Megan Reed this year.
Yes, that's like, why I was like, wait.
Yeah, and when she did play, it's like, yeah, she was there, but there was still algo faltaba mm-hmm. con Megan Reed.
And I feel like...
And I think it was the lesiones.
I think it was fear of getting injured again. Mm-hmm. Kind of like backing off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hmm. And then, last but certainly not least, M.A. Vignola.
What is it, a 5?
5.
Yes.
We both went 5.
Okay. So the reason why I scored her at that score is because she showed up.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really see her much at the beginning.
Yeah.
But...
Cuando le dieron chance.
Yeah. When she was given the chance, she took full advantage of it.
Yes.
And there's players that also get chances, but they don't go in strong mm-hmm. like her.
And I think es la razón que porque Ari Riley no jugó mucho. Because M.A., mm-hmm, she mm-hmm. took over, mm-hmm. and she was fast, and yeah, M.A. Vignola is, oh my gosh, it's un ferrocarril, man.
I would get her jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next season then?
Yeah.
5 out of 5 for me in con M.A. Vignola. Mm-hmm. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
You 5 out of 5. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited para ver cómo le sigue, va, cómo sigue. Emmy Vignola.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
All right, we're going to the midfielders. Why the fuck did I just put midfielders and then nothing in there?
What do you mean?
I put midfielders and then I put nothing there and then I put 3.5.
What the hell?
Yeah. Okay, Savannah McCaskill. I know you have... There's just something about Savannah that's like... bugs you a little bit. Yo le puse 3.5.
What did I give her? A 2?
A 3.
A 3.
You gave her a 3.
Oh, okay. At the beginning, I just feel like maybe she just doesn't care anymore.
I think que se aguanta demasiado con la pelota.
Yes.
Like, she takes too much time with the ball. She thinks about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And then, like, ya cuando es hora de... actuar, it's like, oh, fuck.
Like, what do I do? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I like her as a person. As a player, you know, I have, like, my whatever, you know, as anybody else would with any other team. I just feel like, you know, the first season she was in it.
Yeah.
I feel like this time she's not fully in it.
I think empezó, like... slow.
Mm-hmm.
Empezó slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then ya se fue a Freya Kum and it still todavía se sentía igual.
Mm-hmm.
Y ya cuando se miraba que sí calificábamos es cuando le ponía
effort. Yeah.
Y, pero ya era muy tarde. Yeah, porque so she duró mucho.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So por eso yo dije 3.5.
Well,
and you said 3.
3. Yeah, because like I said, I just feel like maybe she just doesn't care as much as she did before.
Uh-huh.
But that's my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries. Okay. Lily Nebet.
La que se pierde.
Yeah.
No?
Ella también se pierde.
Yeah.
Lily Nebet.
Yo por eso
con Lily Nebet dije que 3.5. Porque at the beginning, like, como que no se hallaba en su lugar y no sabía si se iba para adelante o se iba para atrás or... And it's confusing. It was confusing as hell, but she's a good player. But yes. It was just like, te digo, la media
gets lost.
Del Angel City, como que no...
They don't connect.
They don't mesh, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I gave her, a 4?
You gave her a 4.
I meant to put a 3.
Oh, 3.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I feel like she goes in there, like, with... a deer
con deer con headlights.
Is it like that?
I think it's
deer
con headlights.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like she's like, oh shit, I'm in it. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh shit, what do I do?
Yeah.
I gotta do this, I gotta do that, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like she doesn't go in with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
And I...
But I think los que también tenían la culpa eran... Era
they don't give her a lot of playtime.
Yeah, Freya Kum no le daba tanta playtime.
Yeah, and I feel like if she gets more playtime, she'll connect with the team a little bit better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, porque había muchas jugadas que you're like, oh shit, this was yours.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
And she's like lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Alyssa Thompson. I don't know why they put her as a midfielder mm-hmm. in the roster, but she's as a midfielder. So, and we're going here by the
roster thing.
Not exactly the roster.
The lineup.
No, it's because like okay, it's not Merritt. Mm-hmm. Merritt didn't play a single fucking game.
Mm.
Kelsey Pluck, she didn't play a lot.
Oh yeah. No.
The other I forgot her name. Her last name was Hill. Was it Kelsey Hill or Mackenzie? Mackenzie Pluck didn't get to play a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey Hill didn't get to play a lot of games either, but she did have one or two games that were like, okay, good. Mm-hmm. She's good. And Elizabeth Eddy only had like two games, I think, and one of them had a really good result where we ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. I didn't get to see more of Elizabeth Eddy. So mm-hmm. these are players que we actually legit got to see play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that que jugaron muchos minutos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, back to Alyssa Thompson.
I gave her a 4.
Why?
A 4 out of 5.
Why? ¿Qué le faltaba para que le dieras un 5?
A lot of connection with the midfield.
Okay.
Like, she had it. She has it,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like she wasn't meshing good with the midfield.
Okay.
But, yeah. I feel like, well, it did get better towards, like, the end.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it got way better. But yeah. At the beginning, it was like, whoa.
I think she had a fantastic way to start. Empezó yes. bien.
Okay.
Yo yeah. le di un 4.5.
Uh-huh.
Yo también no le di un 5.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gave her a 4.5
mm-hmm.
porque, like, yeah, empezó bien.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything. And I think cuando regresó de la Copa Mundial,
mm-hmm.
fuck you, Blatko. Blatko really fucked with all the good players'
mentality.
Mentality, mm-hmm. yes. So, como Alyssa Thompson. Alyssa Thompson was playing lights out at the mm-hmm. beginning. But then llegó las Olimpiadas.
World
so
Cup.
Next year. Pero llegaron la World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Y con lo que hizo Vlatko, like, le regó la mentalidad a todas. Les bajó la autoestima de cómo juegan ellas.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of showed a little bit on her. Yeah, she still fights for every ball, and like, she doesn't stop. She goes back and tries to win it. But it was that little bit que a mí, yo pensé que no. Agarraba el 5.5. 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
So, ahí le faltaba un poquito a Alyssa Thompson. Now, next is Dani Weatherholt.
She's my favorite.
Yeah, I know. I know she's your favorite.
And I'm not, like, being biased or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the reason why I scored her a 5 out of 5 is she's very, like, honed in into her position.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she owns that position.
Yeah.
She's on it.
Esa es su posición.
Yeah.
Natural.
Yeah.
Ella sabe lo que está haciendo.
Exactly. That's why I really like how she plays because she, when she has to defend, she's on it.
Yeah.
When she has to send to she's the forward, it. She's on it.
Yeah.
That's why, like, it, 5 out of 5.
Yo también digo que 5 out of 5 de what Dani Weatherholt. Dani Weatherholt tiene algo lo que le falta a Savannah.
Yes. Best way to put it.
So I don't know what is it that Danny Weatherholt que juega ella como, esta es mi posición natural. Yo voy a pelear cuando la tengo que pelear. Yo te voy a mandar la pelota cuando tengo que mandar la pelota. Mm-hmm. Nada de pensarlo y no. Es actuar y hacerlo. Mm-hmm. You know? And eso es lo que le falta a Savannah. Mm-hmm. So, yo por eso digo 5 out of 5.
Damn, you're gonna damage your laptop.
Sorry.
Es you're que, like slamming your hands.
Sorry. Es que Savannah tiene para ser really good player. Yeah. Y, oh, okay. Forwards. Delanteras. Empezamos con my favorite, Scarlett Camberos.
You go first.
Okay. Scarlett, I gave Scarlett 4.5. Mm-hmm. No exactamente un 5. Yeah, duró and to kind of mesh with the team, pero también le echo otra vez la culpa a los coaches porque no les daban chance. Mm-hmm. But cuando ya se juntó y se juntaba bien con Savannah, mm-hmm, y Clarice LeBeon. Mm-hmm. So ya cuando se agarró el ritmo, I think empezó a jugar re bien. Mm-hmm. Like, esa era su posición, and I'm gonna fight for it. And then the times that we would see her play live,
she would fight for it.
Peleaba por todo. Mm-hmm. Y luego tuvo varios partidos que jugaba como defender, como freaking Sarah Gordon. I'm like, God, chingado, ¿dónde salió eso?
Yeah.
But Scarlett has a really good game. Mm-hmm. I just hope they played her on the fucking left more often, though.
Yeah.
Because that's her side. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, a 4.5 for me, for Scarlett.
I scored her a 5.
No, you didn't. You put 4.
Oh, you said shit. 4. 4.
5?
4.
Or 5?
4.
Okay, why?
4. Uh-huh. At the, like you said at the beginning, like, she went in there lost.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot what I said. And she went in there lost, mm-hmm, but she would recover, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like she was trying to find her place at the beginning, which is normal, mm-hmm, which is expected to happen, mm-hmm, you know.
Especially coming in, like, mid-season, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I would want to see more of what she can bring to the table.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Okay. Your favorite player, Clarice La Maletas. I mean, Claire La Maletas Emsley.
What did I give her, 3?
Yeah, you gave her a 3.
3. Okay. So the thing with her.
¿Cuál es tu problema con Claire Emsley? Eso es lo que yo quiero. No es que tengas un problema directamente con ella. Es just like problema de cómo la miras de jugadora.
She's stagnant.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't move. Mm-hmm. She doesn't move out of the way. Mm-hmm. You know, like pesa. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it. Like, she interrupts gameplays. Not gameplays, but like she interrupts when there's like a 2v2 or like when they're passing the balls consistently. Mm-hmm. It's like boom, she stops it and then they take away the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. You know? And I mean, she did have some good, mm-hmm, days, but she had more bad days.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it was, but I was like, what are you doing, dude? Mm-hmm. Like, get it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think en el partido que lo miraste fue contra, was it Kansas City?
Yes.
Yeah, se miró como que le pesaba mucho donde estaba jugando.
Yeah.
Como que le
like her mind was not in the game.
Yeah. Like, como que no estaba 100% segura en esa posición. Mm-hmm. Por eso le decías maletas, porque cargaba algo.
You did. No, I didn't say that.
No, you did. You're like maletas. You're like Claire maletas at the game.
Uh-huh.
You said that.
Oh shit.
but yeah, yo también dije que un 3 out of 5, because, mm-hmm, there was just something like not there with Claire. Y cuando Claire no jugaba, mm-hmm, el equipo se miraba bien. Mm-hmm. Like, como no se extrañaba. Mm-hmm. Claire no se extrañaba. Y eso es lo que yo miraba. Mm-hmm. Ya cuando entraba, it's like, ah, oh, shit. you know?
Yes.
Yeah, si tenía cuando entraba de sub, sí, la hacía, pero ella ya no la tiene para jugar a whole game.
Yes.
I think that's also
what it was.
No tiene para jugar todo el partido. Mm-hmm. I think she's like a super sub.
Sorry. Yeah.
No. All right. Junendo.
What did I score? Five. Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Nada más así. Junendo.
Yeah. No 5 más out
of 5. Yeah. Yo también. Junendo. 5 out of 5. Mm-hmm. She's the best. And she's hella young. And I hope we have her for many, many more seasons.
Yeah.
Because she has the fight.
Mm-hmm.
She can play defender really good. She can play a forward really good. She can play in the midfield really good.
Yes. She's a versatile player.
She's very versatile. Ella puede jugarte donde sea. Y te va a dar el 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Junendo. 5 de 5. Y Wendy, 5 de 5.
Mm-hmm.
So la damos un 10. Katie La Bully Johnson. Katie Johnson.
What did I score?
Le pusiste 3.
3. Yeah, she waits for the ball.
Yeah.
That's why I gave her a 3.
Yeah.
Because she waits for the ball and she runs for no reason because she does not get the ball.
Yeah.
It's like, hand it to me and then I'll see what I can do. And she does not finish.
Yeah.
Most of the times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo le di también 3 because she flops, bro.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Oh, my God. De los partidos que íbamos a ver, la tentabas poquito. Ay.
Yeah.
She would just fall and flop. And I'm like, dude, that's not, like, you have the play. Y si la tachas con poquito, it's like, se va, se cae. Yeah. And I'm like, dude. Like, lo tienes para hacer una gran jugada.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there flopping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro.
Yeah, like, get it together.
Yeah, get it together. And it's like, you have lots of opportunities. And it's like, she just couldn't finish.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, at the beginning, she had a lot of really good last minute goals and shit. But it's just that I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a center forward, you're supposed to, you know, have it together. You're a center forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You shouldn't be waiting for the ball. You should be going up to get the ball.
Yep.
Y eso es lo que también a ti no te gustó, que... Because esperaba.
She's like, hand me the ball.
Yeah.
And like, then Chicharito. I'll see if I can finish it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I entiendo. 3 out of 5. Yes.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Clarice LeBion.
I like her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You said 4.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Only because I want to see her play more.
Okay.
Like, way more.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like, you know, I like how she plays.
Mm-hmm.
She's versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Or como dices tú, versatile. Isn't it versatile?
Yeah. Perdón. English is hard.
Like, from the times that I've seen her play, she's really good.
Yeah.
But I want to see more time for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for me, Clarice, once the chemistry between Clarice and Scarlett and Savannah, Clarice was a beast. Mm-hmm. In the front as a forward. She was a beast. And empezando la temporada, she looked kind of like lost.
Yes.
Pero luego ya cuando entró bien la química between MA, Savannah, Scarlett, like Clarice and Scarlett and Savannah, cuando estaban las tres at the lineup,
mm-hmm.
jugaban re bien.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome watching them play because they had some kind of química entre las tres que como que se sabían dónde iban a estar cada una.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, this is what we need, you know? So yo le di un 4.5 out of 5.
Ah, okay.
There were just something there that was just that we just needed.
Yeah.
A little bit more, like from the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 4.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Sydney LaRue.
What did I score her for?
4.
4. I should have scored her a 5.
Why? Because I gave Yolandi 4.5 out of 5 at Sydney.
Well, her comeback after her injury, she was pretty strong.
Yeah.
For me. Mm-hmm. You know, she's scoring goals. Mm-hmm. She's defending how she should, and she's fighting for the ball how she should. Mm-hmm. And she's connecting with plays, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I do feel like she flops sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all the time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, yeah, after her comeback, she came back. Like, I need to show
I need to up prove. For myself. Yeah, and, you know? I need to prove.
Yeah.
Yeah, eso es lo que yo también sentí. Like, sentí como que regresó de su rib, broken rib or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'm not showing LA
my potential. Yeah.
So, empezó a jugar lights out también. Mm-hmm. Cuando la dejaban jugar, ella peleaba por todo, todo. Y por eso dije yo 4.5, 4.5. Mm-hmm. También ella le faltaba. Si hubiera enseñado desde la temporada cuando empezó y luego before the injuries, le hubiera dado 5 out of 5.
Okay, okay.
So, ella también le faltó. Jasmine Spencer.
A 5.
Why?
5 out of 5. She can be a defender. She can be a forward. She can be a mid. Mm-hmm. Same as Junendo. Mm-hmm. She's on it. She's, like I say, she fights for the ball. Mm-hmm. She... Honestly, like, she has some really good slide tackles, but she's really, 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 really dedicated.
Yeah. Yo, Jasmine Spencer, as a defender, le doy un 5, de 5. Mm-hmm. As a forward, a 4.5 out of 5. Because I should let her play more in the front.
Oh, okay.
But overall, 4.5 también. Le doy, because, like... She didn't get a lot of playing time, which sucked.
I know.
Because she's a really good player. Mm-hmm. She's a really good player. I don't know if maybe there's an injury issue, que no la dejaban jugar, o... Yeah, una lesión, o no sé qué, que no la dejaban jugar. Mm-hmm. So, but, yeah. La pones delantera, she's fucking breaking lines. Breaking defenses.
Yeah, I understand.
Te sabe quebrar la defensa con su... velocidad. So, yeah, 4.5. So, now that we've done most of the players que sí han jugado en la temporada, ¿cómo piensas que se mira el equipo for next year?
Like,
imagine que no tuviéramos la expansion draft que viene. Y nos quedaremos con las mismas jugadoras. ¿Cómo se miraría for next year? Like, playoffs?
Yeah.
And maybe championship games or...
Maybe playoffs.
Just playoffs? No,
I would say playoffs.
Yeah?
The only reason why I don't say championships is because two teams are coming in.
But let's say que no entraban.
Okay.
Y no nos preocupamos de the expansion draft, donde vamos a perder las jugadoras. Mm-hmm. So, dirías championship next year?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Okay, but now, we got to think about this. So, there's a few players del Angel City that are free agents. So, we have Simone Charlie, Madison Hammond, Brittany Eisenhower, Savannah McCaskill, Danny Weatherhold.
No!
And Merritt Mathias. So, keeping these players in mind, who wouldn't you mind losing?
Savannah.
Fuck. That was fast.
Savannah, because I feel like a better player, more dedicated to the team, will come.
Okay.
Or
her
position can be replaced. By a current player.
So, who would you put instead of Savannah? Like, ¿a quién pondrías en... Like, como no, no te importaría si la perdemos para el expansion draft or free agency a Savannah. Mm-hmm. ¿A quién? ¿Con quién la reemplazarías? O del equipo, ¿con quién ponieras ella en su posición? Like, who would you put?
Like, permanent position?
Yes.
Like, starter?
Yeah.
Scarlett?
But Scarlett is a forward.
But she's a good mid. She's good. She's a good defender. I feel like if she was given the opportunity, she can be both forward and midfield.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, who else? Let's see. Who else wouldn't you mind? Because, like, I think maybe it's just me. Mm-hmm. But maybe next year Savannah could come in, maybe looking at her faults during the season. But I don't know. I think Savannah is a super sub. I mean,
hold on, I gotta pee.
Are you gonna pause it? Okay. So Simone Charlie, I think the injury messed her up. Mm-hmm. And I would love her to stay if they can give her an extension.
Yeah. I would feel the same because when she was playing,
yeah,
she's really good.
Yeah.
And that's Lily's favorite player. But, yeah, hopefully this injury doesn't make her lose another opportunity with Angel City.
Yeah. But I also hope que ojalá que la renoven, because I would love to see her play again. Yeah. She was really good.
Yeah.
So, the other free agent that we have is Madison Hammond. So, like, if we lose Simone Charlie, which is hope we don't, who would you replace her with?
Oh, shit.
Before I go on to Madison Hammond. No sé. No sabes? Mm-mm. Dang. Okay, then Madison Hammond.
Would I want to lose her?
No.
Would I be okay with losing her?
Would you be okay with losing her? Madison Hammond?
No.
No? Why?
I feel like she's not going to be given the same opportunities as she's given in Angel City and another team.
Okay.
I wouldn't be okay. Because I feel like she'll become a better player, like even better player, the more time
that she gets. Okay.
And she can be, I see a lot of potential.
In Madison? Okay. All right. So, do you think Angel City should stick with Brittany Eisenhower? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Same reason that I've said before.
Okay.
She has enough to...
Like, you think maybe next season le deberían de dar la chance a Brittany Eisenhower to start?
Yes.
I see... A better chance?
With her.
Okay.
Than with Didi.
Okay.
No offense to Didi fans.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It would suck to lose Brittany Eisenhower. I hope she stays. Danny Weatherholt.
I don't think she's going to leave.
I don't think so either.
No, they're going to renew it.
But I don't... I hope que no se la lleven.
Oh.
You know? No. Yeah, I know. Is it? That's the thing that sucks.
No, I think she'll stay.
Yo también digo que ojalá se quede Danny Weatherholt. Because we need her.
Yeah.
Pero
fuck. I hope they don't freaking Tyler Lucy me again.
Yeah, porque ya se llevaron to Tyler Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Ojalá que no se lleven a Danny Weatherholt. Because.
I know.
Yeah, her mentality de ahí en la media, I think we need to have that. So, ojalá que no se la lleven y ojalá que le den contrato. Like an extended contract.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 more years.
What the hell is going on with Jules?
Okay. Vanessa Yields, I don't know. She extended her loan with, it's P PSG or Lyon?
Lyon.
Yeah, yeah. Because ahí está Lindsay Horan. Mm-hmm. Hasta 2024. Oh, so she's not coming back. But pero dicen que supuestamente it's just a loan. I don't think it's just a loan. I think at some point ya se va a hacer completo, like, transfer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But I mean, look at our defense.
Yeah.
It's gotten way better. MA, you have MA on the side. Mm-hmm. And then you have Paige. And then you have Sarah sometimes as CB. Mm-hmm. If Sarah's not there, it's switched with Sarah on the side and then Allie Rayleigh.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love if she could come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think en al último ya se va a hacer que, oh, va a ser un permanent transfer. Y Vanessa Gil se va a quedar, yeah.
Mm, that's what I was just curious about.
Yeah, no. I know. I wish we could get her back, but mm-hmm. I don't know. We didn't really get to see her play, but I put her on the list. Merritt Mathias.
I didn't see her play.
Yeah, me neither. She was out injured the whole time.
Oh.
The whole thing. This is one of the things that I would score transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Scoring transfers.
Mm-hmm.
The Angel City. De todos los jugadores que se, que se trajeron al equipo, es una F. Porque todos los que se traían para el equipo se lesionaban.
Yeah.
O estaban lesionadas. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Angel City, like, what the hell? Entonces, se traían pues la mayoría de las jugadoras todas lesionadas.
I feel like that's like them in general.
I don't know si se las daban a mitad off or some shit like that. Or like, yeah, te doy a esta jugadora, pero está lesionada. I'm like, okay, si me la vas a dar lesionada, that makes 50% off or what the fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. The transfer window, de ellas, it was horrible.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, it was.
So from, let's see. So there is a few from the, it's the free agency. If Angel City could pick a player, like pick three players that say unrestricted free agents that you want to bring in to the team. And I'm going to give you the list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this has to say unrestricted. Okay.
Unrestricted.
Yes. So these are
Tyler on here.
I don't think Tyler wants to come back, but
no,
we'll see. So escoge tres jugadoras de esa lista que son los agentes libres para la temporada que vienen.
Allie Krieger,
but she's gonna retire. Yeah. So que no se van a retirar y que
Casey
son...
Krueger.
Okay,
Casey Krueger.
Uh-huh. Está mirando la lista, a ver. So, Casey Krueger es una de las jugadoras que te podrás, si pudieras, traerte a la Angel City. ¿Quién más?
Can I pick a goalie?
Yes. But you have to get rid of one goalie, so.
Michelle Batos for Didi.
Oh. Okay.
And Tierna
Davidson.
Yes.
Is she unrestricted or restricted?
Let me see. Unrestricted.
Okay. So Tierna. So you would just reinforce our defense.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I understand that. Okay. So three players that I wouldn't mind bringing. Que are unrestricted. So let me see. What does it say? Sarah Gordon is okay, whatever. So let's see. I would go with what you said, and la única que sí diría es Tierna Davidson. Mm-hmm. Me gustaría que nos trajéramos a Tierna Davidson. Let's see. Vamos a ver a quién más. Maybe. Fuck it. This is my defender mind. But Shay Groom, I think she would be pretty good. But then again, we are. No podemos traernos más delanteras because our delanteras is set. Luego, como Kristen Press is going to come back next season.
Okay.
Maybe a midfielder. ¿A quién? I mean, si podemos poner a Shay Groom en la media, yes, maybe. Yuki Nagasato. But she's a forward man, yeah.
She would be a good forward.
Yeah, she would. Bianca St. George, maybe. That would be pretty good. Yeah, those are my three. It's like, it's the goalkeepers. I don't know. Paint those. Yo me traería... ¿Cómo se llama la de PSG? She's a really good player. A really good goalkeeper. I forgot her name. Oh, no. Me traigan a Musovic from Chelsea. Please. Yeah, that would be my three. Or Mina Ekic too. Oh, but she's restricted. Whatever. Anyways. I think overall, next season, do you think we're looking really good?
Yes.
Okay. I just hope we don't lose a lot of the players we've relied on. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for next season, but I'm also excited for trade windows to open, you know? So, I hope que no se traigan jugadoras that are injured again. And that way we can start off fresh. And then with Kristen coming back, I really hope they build a sick-ass team for next season.
I hope so too. Was that loud? What I went, I hope so, because I saw you go like that.
No.
Oh, I hope so too. I feel like this was a good way to end. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of us are also expecting this to pick up where it's left off.
And get better?
Yes. So I feel like maybe, no, not maybe, but I feel like next year,
we're in playoffs.
We are in playoffs, yes.
Yeah, without having to worry about qualifying, but we're making it playoffs. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Alrighty then.
I hope you guys agreed with us, or maybe not, or...
If you have any disagreements, you can talk in the chat with Steph, where the chat that she's in.
Yeah, los del grupo de Majestic, si piensan que... Dije algo mal que no you guys don't agree with. Ahí méntenmela en el group. En el group chat.
Yes.
y si mi hermana dijo algo mal también, méntensela a ella. Yo le paso el mensajito.
Okay.
And I want to say happy early birthday to Majestic.
Eddie, oh, happy Eduardo. Early birthday.
Mañana es su cumpleaños.
Okay, so upload the episode today.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I think that pretty much sums up our episode for today.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping for, looking for fun next season.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I think it should be fun.
Yeah. Alrighty then. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day, evening, morning, if you're starting off. I don't know. But I hope you guys enjoy it.
And thanks for listening.
Bye.